Okay, our friends. So we were learning a little bit about bridges yesterday, and I thought, you know what else would be a fun thing to learn a little bit about? Because bridges are complicated things to build. You have to know quite a bit about math to do it. So maybe we should have another like math story. And I know just the story to read to you, but before we get into it, I would like to also give our patrons shout out. Today's story will be dedicated to Sebastian and his brother Garrett, because I know that Sebastian's birthday just is here and we wanted to say happy birthday to him. And his mom Lauren said, have you heard of these books, the one I'm about to read? Because there are some of our favorites. And I said, say less. We will definitely check it out. It's time. Today's story for our good friends Sebastian and Garrett is Circumference and the Dragon of Pi. The story was written by Cindy Nushwander, and it's illustrated by Wayne Gehan, and it is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
Very good. So we hope that you guys enjoy today's story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Circumference and his son Radius sat in the shade of a tree, enjoying a delicious midday meal. Partway through the lunch, Circumference grabbed his stomach and doubled over in pain.
Oh, my belly, he wailed. It feels like fire. Radius, run to the castle, find the good doctor, and get me a cure.
Oh. Radius ran to the castle and up the winding staircase to the doctor's workroom. The doctor was out. Oh, man. Radius entered the mysterious place full of plants and potions.
What shall I do?
He wondered.
Father is in great pain. I've got to bring him something.
Radius looked at several bottles. He murmured.
This says fire belly. Father has a fire in his belly. Maybe this will cure it.
Radius picked up the bottle and hurried back to Circumference. Oh my goodness, friends! The knight gratefully took the bottle and gulped the liquid down. Kaboom! Circumference disappeared, and a dragon now sat on the grass. Screamed Radius.
Where is my father?
Here, hissed the dragon, flames slithering out of its mouth.
Help me,
it pleaded, and belched puffs of smoke into the sky.
I feel beastly.
Its arms pedaled wildly as its tail thrashed back and forth.
Don't worry, Father. I'll get help,
Radius called over his shoulder as he ran back toward the castle. Although I do have to pause briefly and say, I don't know if Circumference should take the help of Radius. He's already blown it once. The guards on watch had also seen the big explosion, and when the smoke cleared, they saw the dragon and alerted everyone in the castle to the danger. Plans were made. Messengers were sent across the countryside to ask nearby knights to come and help vanquish the fire-breathing beast. Oh, Circumference, you are in big trouble, sir.
Mother! Mother! Called out Radius as he hurried into the castle. There you are, answered his mother, Lady Di of Ameter, looking relieved. Come inside quickly. A dragon has been spotted nearby.
I know, Radius answered.
It's Father.
And Radius told his mother what had happened.
We must find another potion that will change your father back into himself. I'll go look for the doctor, she said. We don't have much time. The knights plan to slay the dragon tomorrow morning.
That does not give them much time at all, does it?
Mm-mm.
No, indeed. Let's see what happens next. Radius ran back to the doctor's workroom. He looked at drawings and notes. He peeked inside boxes and bags. He searched through book after book, and finally, he spotted a curious-looking container with a set of spoons and a poem. It might be the cure. It says, "The circles measure. Measure the middle and circle around. Divide. So a number can be found. Every circle, great and small, the number is the same for all. It's also the dose, so be clever, or a dragon he will stay forever." Oh, that sounds very dangerous.
Measure the middle and circle around, thought Radius. I'll bet Geo of Metri can help. Carpenters measure things every day.
Geo was with his brother, Sim, when Radius arrived at their workshop. They were looking at a wheel Sim had made.
No matter where you look around the circle, the spokes go across the middle and cut the circle exactly in half,
Sim said. Such a lovely design, complimented Geo. And they really are kind of like twins, aren't they? In the picture, they look almost exactly the same, but they have different kinds of wheels, and you can see how they've created them in the book. As he ran through the kitchen, he saw his cousin, Lady Fingers, and she was baking pies. She measured the strips of dough into equal lengths with a span of her fingers.
Help me finish the last pie, please, she pleaded.
Radius thought about Sim's wheel. You know, in the picture, the pie that he's creating looks a lot like that wheel, doesn't it? Yeah. He arranged the strips on the pie like the spokes. There were three strips left over, and he draped them around the rim of the pie pan.
One, two, three strips go almost all the way around the edge. Pinky, may I have a little more dough?
Asked Radius. Now, Pinky was Ladyfinger's nickname. Ladyfingers handed him another strip of dough, and Radius folded it in half, but half was longer than he needed. He folded it into quarters, but even a quarter of the piece was too long. He folded it into eighths, and an eighth was almost right, almost, but not exactly.
Pinky, I've got to get going, said Radius. Farewell.
Radius knew the magic number was more than three, but exactly how much more did it take to make a whole circle? Back in the workshop, Radius found Geo's measuring tape, a long strip of cloth marked in inches. He measured 49 inches across the middle of the wheel and 154 inches around the outside edge.
154 divided by 49 is 3 1/7,
he figured out. Wow, he's very good at math. Radius measured big wheels and small wheels, and every time the distance around was 3 1/7 times the distance across. He stuffed the measuring tape into his pocket and ran off to the doctor's room. As Radius ran around the corner, he saw his mother coming towards him.
There you are, Lady Di cried. I cannot find the doctor anywhere. What are we going to do? It's all right, Mother. I know what to do.
And he showed her how he had figured out the magic number. He measured an onion slice, a basket, a bowl, and a round cheese. Lady Di drew some diagrams to show the measurements.
This makes sense, she said. Good work. I'll go and tell your father while you get the medicine. Don't forget, we only have until the morning.
So in the picture, my friends, which you must get your hands on this book, it's so good, we can see the various things that he and she are measuring. For example, the onion slice is about 3.5 inches across, but it's actually about 11 inches all the way around, right? The basket is about 7 inches across, but 22 inches all the way around. The bowl is 14 inches across, but 44 inches all the way around. And my favorite of all, the round of cheese, is 17 and a half inches across, but 55 inches around. And they've even got a little 2.5 inch wedge carved out of it too. Radius went back to the doctor's workroom to get the medicine.
I think I understand these directions,
he said out loud.
But if I measure the dose wrong, Father will remain a dragon forever. I must be sure I am right, said Radius.
He sat down to reread the poem, but as he read, his eyelids slowly closed. Soon he was fast asleep, and when Radius awoke, the sun was rising.
Oh no, I must hurry, he said. He grabbed the medicine and headed towards the wood.
The smoke and flames led him right to Circumference, the dragon. The sleeping dragon was lying in a circle with its tail in its mouth, and just then it opened an eye and hissed.
Hello, son.
Father, you're a circle too, but such a big circle.
Radius looked at the dragon doubtfully. Could the distance around the dragon's circle be 3 1/7 times the distance across it? But just then they heard the blaring of trumpets.
Hurry, Radius, Lady Di said. The knights are coming. Mother, Radius said, hold this part of the tape while I measure across the middle of the dragon's circle.
Circumference cried out.
Why are you measuring my diameter?
And as he spoke, his fiery breath burned the measuring tape so that Radius could hardly read the numbers.
It looked like it was 7 feet, but was it?
Together, Radius and Lady Di measured 22 feet around the outside of the dragon's circle. Circumference whimpered.
Must you measure my circumference now?
He probably feels like he's in big trouble, and he kind of is, because these knights are coming for him. Radius quickly divided 22 by 7, and the circumference of the circle divided by the diameter was 3 1/7. And now the knights were surrounding them with swords drawn.
Radius, Lady Di, we come to save you, they shouted,
and it was now or dragon forever. Radius gave the creature 3 1/7 spoonfuls.
Kaboom! Faroom! A big explosion shook the forest.
And when the smoke cleared, a hearty human circumference stood in their midst. Circumference leaned over and hugged his son.
Thank you, Radius, but how did you do it?
Radius explained about the pie and the measurements. Circumference and his knights listened with amazement. Cheering, they swept Radius up on their shoulders and returned to the castle.
Pies! Let's eat some pies!
Shouted Circumference.
Radius saved my life because of a pie.
At the celebration, Radius held up a pie and explained what he had discovered.
I found that the outside edge of a circle, called the circumference, is 3 1/7 times as long as the diameter,
which is the measure across its middle. And that's true for any circle.
I say we honor this new discovery, said Circumference. From now on, pie, with an E, will be for eating. But pie, without an E, will be the name of this number for all things round.
Geo and Sim stepped forward and gave Radius a present. This is a drawing compass. May it lead you to other great discoveries about circles, they said. And Radius had the seat of honor for the entire pie celebration, which lasted 3 days, 3 hours, and 24 minutes. Pi is an interesting number. It is often represented with the 16th letter of the Greek alphabet, which almost kind of looks like a doorway with a frame, right, over the top of it. It's usually expressed as a decimal, 3.141597. I used to remember the whole thing, but it goes on for a very long time. And the part to the right of that decimal point is about a seventh. And it's so fun to know all these great things.
I would have said the pie thing.
Yeah.
Where they ate pies.
Yeah.
I would have said it was 3 days and 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah, 3.17. Well, you know, here's the thing. 3.14, we celebrate Pi Day on March 14th. 3.14. It's the truth. And I like to eat pie. And we'll do it then, too.
Okay.
And that, my dear friends, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.